Just after the Indiana General Assembly passed an omnibus education bill that included language to pause Common Core implementation, Indianapolis Senator Scott Schneider exchanged a fist bump with constituent Aaron Tuttle.
That's the vote. It's done.
For 2 years, Schneider worked with Tuttle and another Indianapolis parent on legislation to halt rollout of the new academic standards in Indiana. After an initial Senate proposal stalled in the House Education Committee, Schneider attached anti-Common Core language to legislation that had already passed the House.
The fact of the matter is, there was enough momentum about this issue for everybody in the State House, enough people to get it passed, to say, time out, stop, and let's do a thorough review.
Tuttle asked Schneider to pursue the legislation after the math curriculum at her daughter's elementary school changed. Her concern is twofold. She says the Common Core state standards aren't as strong as what Indiana had before. But she also fears Hoosiers will lose the ability to set academic standards at the state level.
It was the math homework that alerted us, but then the more you look into it, the more you realize that there's a loss of local control, that it is indeed a federal takeover of education through the assessment, which is called PARC.
Right now, Indiana is part of an assessment consortium developing new tests aligned with the Common Core. The bill Governor Mike Pence signed into law last week doesn't withdraw Indiana from PARC, but it does keep the I-STEP in place through the 2015 biennium, a year longer than the Department of Education planned to administer Indiana's current assessment. It's a concern for teachers because I-STEP and PARC cover different material. But at the May State Board of Education meeting, Superintendent Glenda Ritz said it shouldn't be a problem.
The only two grade levels that have totally implemented the Indiana Common Core standards are grades K and 1. All other grade levels are teaching both sets of standards.
Second grade was supposed to adopt the Common Core in 2013. Superintendent Ritz says that won't happen now. The law bars the State Board of Education from taking further action to implement the Common Core, pending a legislative review. But here's where it gets tricky. It also leaves any standards adopted prior to May 15th in place. So educators aren't sure if they should teach the old Indiana standards or the Common Core standards. Jennifer Lee is a math coach for Green Education Services. She spent the last 3 years working with 5 school districts in Greene County to implement the Common Core.
So I'll show you real quick what this looks like.
Lee pulls up a spreadsheet of second grade math standards. Standards that appear in both the old Indiana standards and the Common Core state standards are highlighted in green. Standards not in the Common Core that have moved to another grade are highlighted in red. Lee says even teachers in grades that haven't made the switch yet are using these guides so they can start emphasizing Common Core content.
So across our entire county now, grades K through 12, we have spent thousands of dollars.
That's why Lee says unless explicitly told not to continue by the state, Greene County schools plan to roll out the new standards in second grade and teach Common Core in tandem with the old Indiana standards. She says proponents of the new standards will have to convince the legislature to continue with the Common Core.
We probably didn't do a very good job of educating the public about what was happening.
But one thing is certain, Indiana won't be going back to its old standards, which aren't considered college and career ready. After the legislative review, the state board has until July 1, 2014, to reaffirm its support for the Common Core or to pick a new direction for Indiana. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.